trying to say to all right, welcome back, everybody, to the Them Chetas podcast. I am back in Broken Bow, here with Gage Hobson.
What's up, everybody?
And Marnie Billy.
Howdy, Toe.
And our also quiet guest, Ella.
She's indisposed at the moment.
So, yeah, I really don't have a direction on this one, on this podcast. Earlier, we were just talking about some funny stories.
I don't know if I can bring it up again.
Okay, it's all right. It's fine. So, Gage is an LLC owner, and it is a coffee shop in Hochtown called Hochcup. And, yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm a little coffee truck kind of owner. Located right next to the Bendigo, behind the Easy Mart with a bunch of other food trucks. I sell coffee.
It's pretty damn good coffee.
So, were you doing anything before you had your business, your coffee business, or was this always in the plans?
No, this was not always a plan. I was a nurse. I love being a nurse. I still have my license. I still keep up with them. And I'm thinking about taking up another job and having an even job as a nurse. But as of right now, I am just strictly a coffee shop owner.
That's nice.
I never asked you, but would you like to progress your coffee shop or your business into where you got workers?
Oh, for sure. I really hope this upcoming summer I can, you know, make better profit. This is the slow months. It's taking a little bit. I had to pick up again February, picking up for sure. You know, everybody loves Valentine's Day. What goes good with Valentine's? Coffee.
Coffee and chocolate.
Coffee and chocolate. Actually, the food truck I work next to, the Pocharitos. Pocharito is really good. Burritos, if you want to ever go there.
Shout out to them.
Me and the owner over there, we work together. She likes to make sweets. Lately, she's been making a chocolate cinnamon roll with Nutella on top and chocolate chips in the middle.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. They're amazing. I love them.
Did you hear me? I said, is she married?
Yeah, she's married.
Unfortunately.
Just need a baker in my life. Bake me sweets.
But yeah, me and her and her husband work in tandem. And she sells breakfast, I sell the coffee. Breakfast coffee, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good combo right there.
Yeah. Shout out to them again.
So it sounds like you're in a pretty good area. Are you in a good area for the upcoming eclipse?
For sure. The eclipse. For the eclipse, we got a lot of food trucks around us. So I believe that people, and it's like a wide open area. The sun, the moon is going to be in full view. It's going to be really easy to see the eclipse right where we're at.
Have you been to any of the meetings?
The meetings? No, we do have one coming up.
Oh, yeah, let's say it's Thursday. Yeah. Better go.
Yeah, everybody's wanting to meet up for that, and all the food trucks, too, to see what our game plan is.
Yeah. Are you prepared? You know, we're supposed to get, like, a bunch of outages up this way because of so many people coming, and everyone in the county is being told to have, you know, their own water and food.
I believe I'll be. I'm good personally. I think it'll be a good learning experience for myself if I am not ready. So,
I will say this is a good time to have all your business cards.
Yes, I got stickers. I do have like little gift cards and stuff like that. For stickers. Everybody loves the stickers.
Yeah.
I always get somebody ask me for one, so I like giving those out.
I also read that we're projected to have a good economic boom after the eclipse because so many people are coming into the area. They might like, oh, it's a good vacation area. I might come here.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was already growing, so you know what can help that.
It's
more?
Just full sentence.
Yeah, a solar eclipse. You know, let people come to this area to you know see what we have. She's clapping.
So I got a question. Are you gonna like try to stock up on all inventory? Are you gonna like double your inventory for it?
Are you gonna triple it? Like, do you have enough for the week?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna order a bunch of bags of coffee, and I don't know if the other one's coming up, going up or not. But shout out to the Broken Bow Roasting Company. That's where I get my coffee beans at. I have my own roast. So
damn good coffee. Yeah. They sell some at the liquor store, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that brand. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what that brand is.
Really good. Our brand is called Hocha Cup, or our roast is called Hocha Cup, so it's only for us. I do plan on getting smaller bags, so if somebody has like a, you know, their own grinder set and stuff like that, they can use, buy these little bags from me, and I can, so, they can have their own personal Hocha Cup lid.
At home.
Yeah,
at home. On the road or.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Marnie are probably going to plan on coming down. Well, Marnie's already going to be here. I'm going to plan on coming down. And we're probably going to film it. Try to get our audio video up.
Yeah, my coworkers are being told to prepare to stay at the liquor store for at least 2 days because the traffic is supposed to be backed up.
I can only imagine.
Because US-75 is right on the...
Right.
Yeah, what they got on. So it's supposed to be like, from north to south, it's supposed to be bumper to bumper.
Ooh.
Yeah, I plan on, if things get bad traffic-wise for me and to not get up there, be able to get up there in the morning time, I do have some family in Hocha Town that I can stay with, possibly. Or...
Just stay in your little truck.
Yeah.
Just, you gotta guard it.
Just sleep on the floor. Okay.
You gotta stay in post.
I'll stay up all night for 2 days and then sell coffee throughout the night.
Better throw some like...
There's always some truck drivers coming down, going by.
Better throw some snacks or like some extra water in your truck for yourself.
Oh.
You never know, man. You never know.
But the town is being projected to be out of everything.
Yeah, I'll have to stock up on milk. Milk is going to be the biggest problem.
So, the eclipse lands on a Monday.
Mm.
And what I'm being told is that people are planning on coming from Thursday to the next Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So, it's going to be a full week of craziness already the weekend before Monday hits.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
So, my coworkers have been told they are... getting overtime, and on top of that, they're getting an extra $200 for the day.
Oh, okay, I won't ask again.
She came back negative for everything.
Really? Huh. Okay.
She was running a 101 degree fever last night.
Ew.
She still looks pale in the face.
It's a little bit.
She was kind of sweaty, like she's trying to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Still in good spirits.
Yeah. Eating that pineapple. Oh, eating those pineapple and chips really well.
Well, we have nifty vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, excuse me.
Huh?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun time. If I doubt that I could be roaming around everywhere. When I come down for the eclipse, but if I am, I might come up there to see you in the morning.
Yeah.
And before, I think it starts at, is it 11 or 12?
The morning is where everyone's, that was supposed to be the worst time.
So, I was actually going to ask y'all, were y'all present whenever the last eclipse happened? Well, it was a partial eclipse down here in North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird because I was working that day also, and it was actually slightly busier that weekend, but it wasn't a full-blown eclipse running through our area. It was just partial. Whenever I was looking outside my truck, my little food truck, it almost looked like it was turning into dawn a little bit.
It was so weird.
It stayed dusky looking outside for like 5 minutes.
It was almost like not orange, but it was like yellow outside.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Last October, November?
Yeah.
I thought that was a lunar eclipse.
No.
Yeah, it was a lunar eclipse.
It was during daytime for us.
Yeah, no, that's what the eclipse are. It happens during the day.
Yeah. How about lunar was not?
Well, yeah. No, the solar
will make it dark. The lunar will make the sun
really
brighter.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's science. Obviously, all three.
I'm not an astronomer.
I'm a biology
major person.
Major person.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. I know a lot of medicines do stuff like that. I don't know what they do to your body. Blah, blah, blah.
You learn about pharmacology.
Pharmacology. Super hard. That's probably one of the worst parts about nursing school. Favorite part was mental health. Mental health is always interesting to know.
It's good to know too. I like the pharmacology.
Yeah, there's just a lot to it. Yeah, you have to lie. There's a lot to memorize.
You said mental health.
Med-surg is fun. That's where I worked in the hospital. That's where I worked as a nurse. Med-surg unit.
So you say mental health, is that more like into therapy or?
Mental health, like deal with like people with depression and stuff like that. Mental illnesses, schizophrenia and stuff like that. Yeah.
Were you there at the hospital when the hospital got shut down for bomb threats?
Yeah. I was last year, you know, we had a lot of protocols because of that, you know, just because there was so much going on at that time, a lot of controversial stuff, you know, sheriff department stuff in the McCurtain County area, not good.
A lot of controversial stuff.
Very good.
Very not good, this area.
So bad that McCurtain County made it to the news.
Yeah.
Big news outlets.
And the FBI was down here.
The FBI. FBI, if you don't know what the FBI is.
FBI. we had one bomb threat the first week, another bomb week, the next week, bomb week. We had a bomb threat first week, second week, and another one on the third week. And then we were also got threatened by somebody with a gun.
Dang.
Another one in one of those weeks as well.
Ooh, it was only Tuesday, I bet, huh?
Yeah, it was long. I was a night shift nurse, so this affected me coming in and out of my job.
Speaking of going back to the sheriff's department, did you know, I can't remember who's running for sheriff. It's a, I can't remember.
I don't keep up with the sheriffs around here at all.
It's going to bother me. I have to look it up. But apparently he's a nice guy.
Nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see when it comes to that. Hopefully, if he truly is, he can make some changes, you know,
mm-hmm.
Make it where it's not so controversial and everybody, you know, don't like you and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, the current sheriff didn't do meth, it would be all right.
That's probably in the McCurtain County area, you know.
If y'all see me missing, I said what I said.
Get out to the world. Eventually, it should.
Where's he Where's he from? Like Eagle Town or the Annabelle area? Which one? mostly Eagle Town. Nothing against that. That's
where a lot of people. So is like the current sheriff, is he like retiring or is he just stepping down or
he's in there like swimwear dog.
But he used to be in the new one though.
Yeah. So I mean the elections are coming up this year. This is election year.
Oh for everybody. Yeah.
County, the state to the big old bang.
Yeah, I know. This is already the hell of a year.
Oh, well, I didn't know RFK was running until this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was a Super Bowl, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh.
One of the ads says RFK. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
What did y'all think about the Super Bowl?
Oh, I loved Ursha. It was pretty good.
Ursha.
Ursha, baby.
Ella did too.
But yeah.
She was the front row and center. She was at the mosh pit.
what do y'all think when it came down to the scores? Halftime, not even halftime. It was like, you know, overtime. It was like, in there.
Everyone's mentioning Travis Kelce yelling at Andy Reid.
I saw that.
Crazy.
And like some people, like I can see both perspectives. Like one is like, you know, oh, he's got an image to uphold. There's no reason for you to get this overly, you know, emotional about it.
You gotta think. And this is a huge game.
And then the other people are saying it's a huge game on a huge platform. It's just like. That's the right. Highest level of playing. And I was like, shit, even at the highest level of softball, people don't be acting like that.
I don't know what it is about football. Yeah, I think even in high school, our senior year, state was, I don't know, it was something else. It was hard. My mentality was just all over the place.
But like high school, you can't compare it.
No, you can't.
Like, high school has a lot of raw talent that's just unhinged out there. Like you can't cage all those wild Mustangs.
you can't. But what I'm getting at is like it feels like there's a lot of stakes on the line because you're wanting to make people proud and you're wanting to do it for yourself. And this is kind of what happened with Travis.
A lot of people were saying that he already had other championships on himself. Why would he act out now? Like. I get
T Swift there.
T Swift, yeah.
She gonna beat that ass.
But you're not gonna come home if you don't come back with that trophy.
He's like Travis Who if you don't win. I'm already working on my current album.
Still, I think it was anybody else in the NFL, they would got ejected and definitely would got fined.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Sure.
But I think
like Aaron Rodgers, he would have most definitely got fined. They're like, oh, it's just it's the drugs.
But came down scores. It was a really close game, especially that overtime.
It was a good game. Like, why did she supposedly be so good? Like, why didn't they shut the 49ers out? Yeah. Because Purdy was like 50-50 with his throwing. And that's my first time watching him.
Good.
Purdy
was
just out there, and the rest of the team is just carrying him. But
you're waving.
I think the 49ers had pretty good defense. That's what I liked watching.
Most likely.
I still couldn't believe
that
Travis Kelce just all up in this coach's face and I'm like, man.
And then on Facebook, people are like, you know, you shouldn't be going to hissy shit because, you know, your kids at home are watching you too. And I was like, well, y'all just getting y'all's panties in the wall. It's a game. It's just a game.
They're probably not didn't see this. I don't know if y'all remember the episode of SpongeBob whenever y'all were little, but they played that song in the
against Glenn.
Yeah. In the Nickelodeon version of the Super Bowl this year, they played that song only on Nickelodeon.
Oh, that was supposed to be on all platforms.
Yeah, they only played on Nickelodeon.
They only played on Nickelodeon.
But yeah, I can say one thing about Travis Kelce that could be disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
And it don't have to be towards the what's it called? The opposing team. It could be anybody.
Yeah. But people are just saying all that's gonna come down to is like, oh, it's just a high stake game and it's just really high level competition. I was like, you don't see kids acting like that, or even college players acting like that, and they get paid for the ads now.
Yeah, but I think he'll be fined at least a good half, maybe 3/4 of a million. Yeah, he's got to get fined.
He can pay it.
Yeah, he can pay it for sure. This is like, give me one of them rings.
If not, T Swift can. She's like, sugar. He'll be like, sugar daddy, can you pay for this? Big daddy.
So what did you think about Usher? Did you watch the halftime show?
I didn't watch that part of it. I was really excited for the Deadpool trailer.
Oh, yeah.
So
that was crazy.
I was looking for that more of everything. I was not disappointed with it either. I think it's definitely going to be a good movie.
Oh, I'm so excited for that movie.
Yes. I was going to say, Ryan Reynolds actually made, from what I've been reading about it, Ryan Reynolds made a lot of like changes to it, a lot of last minute changes. He was having problems with Disney, you know, like Bob Iger and stuff like that.
Well, Disney owns everything.
Yeah.
They even got their hands in the Chalk Foundation right now.
Yeah, echo, right?
Mm-hmm. They're saying that this Deadpool is leading up to Secret Wars and the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, apparently, one of the, little Easter eggs in one of the trailers. It shows like a little box, like almost like a, or it was either a box, or like a toy box, or a comic book of Secret Wars in the background of it. So, definitely ready to see that, and Hugh Jackman come back as Wolverine. You know, loved it. Loved Logan. Logan was probably one of my favorites.
He was so old in that. He looked so old and tired. But I love all the, like, him and Wolverine will always be Wolverine to me.
Exactly. Well, you can't see no one else being Deadpool besides Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
He fits the character perfectly.
Like, Spider-Man for me is Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Iron Man being RDJ.
Yeah.
And,
Steve Rogers.
Yeah, Captain Rogers. America as a, for Chris Evans.
Chris Evans being...
Chris Pratt already has a lot of different faces. You know,
I can see him as Star Lord, though. Dude, he plays a really good Star Lord. A lot of people forget that Chris Evans is also.
Oh, yeah, on Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
And A-Team. Well, what's the. There's another movie that's considered Marvel that he played in.
I'm trying to think.
The Losers?
Yes, that one. That one's considered one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sounds like an Apple Vision form.
Apple Vision form?
No.
Anything else you want to talk about? Or?
Let's see.
You work at the Choco Wellness Center, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you been to the Rat City one?
I've been wanting
that's
to
that's the brand. That's the one. That's the latest one with brand. All the new technology in it.
Where's that in Rat City?
It's right by the investment center.
Oh,
brand new. It's already pulling in more people than any of the other.
Is it like a pretty big one or?
It's like a medium one. I think it's as big as Idabel's, or not a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's.
I like Idabel's.
I like
Idaho's
too.
It's medium. It's a lot more equipment than Broken Bow.
Oh, man.
I wish Broken Bow had a pool in it.
That pool would last for a week.
Pools get so nasty.
Yeah, I got to shower before y'all get requirements.
Have you been to the Durant one?
Yeah, remember I used to go there when we were in college. I didn't lift weights then. I was actually in my cardio phase of of my life running. I had a picture of it. I ran 6 miles at the time.
Oh, that's not really. Nah, I'm just saying, I got all types of free stuff in there now.
This one was 3 miles. It didn't take me no time. Whenever we were in college, in Southeastern and Durant, and I'd go over there and work out, I did a triathlon. And,
ooh, was that fun?
It was fun until I started cramping everywhere. Swimming, it was a triathlon sprint, so it was a little bit shorter than a regular triathlon, but we still biked about 16 miles, ran about 3 miles, and couldn't even tell you how many meters that we swam, but it was crazy amount. And I thank God for them to have like little spots where they set up where they had pickle juice things and stuff, because my legs, I couldn't, by the time, by the time I was halfway done with my last thing, my legs, I couldn't bend them or they were going to start cramping up. So I was kind of like barely bending, kind of running, and I was...
My boy's limping.
Yeah. Did you have that little, very flavorful walk?
No.
At one point, we were just speed walking.
Yeah. I did get a trophy from it.
Participation trophy?
No, I went for completion trophy.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it was, even though it was a smaller triathlon, it's still a triathlon. There's still a lot of stuff to do and a lot of, it's just long in general.
So since we're already on the health part, you're a diabetic, aren't you?
Type 1 diabetes.
Diabetes.
But you weren't a diabetic growing up. It just hit you later on in life.
Yeah. It hit me in my senior year of high school. I was an athlete. I worked out, did everything. I had movement every single day. I didn't eat bad.
Like, you're just an average kid growing up, and you still got the beatus.
Yeah, I still got the beatus. I'd stay after school and work out, too. Stuff like that. And I was a starting O-line.
How it happened was you got, like, a little rash, wasn't it?
Yes. So, I had gotten poison ivy from my summer job. I was working, so we thought it went away. We were working out and stuff like that. I started sweating, and it turned into a viral infection. My body kind of said, you know what? We're going to shut down this part of your body and focus on healing that. Plus, you got a steroid shot in you, so you know that's a little bit more extra sugar. And, you know, we're going to take away 15 pounds from your body in this, like, 3 days. And that's what happened. I lost 15 pounds in 3 days.
Jesus,
dang.
That was scary.
Yeah. Oh, no, it gets worse. One day after practice, I was kind of high. We needed some hydration. I didn't get that high-quality H2O.
I went and had faucet water.
I didn't get the high-quality H2O. I got the high-quality McDonald's sweet tea. That was my first mistake. Went home after drinking. I drank it all in my truck.
Was it like you were fiending for it or something?
Essentially, yeah. No, yeah. Whenever you get high blood sugars, your mouth gets really dry. We did not have diabetes at the time. Mouth got super dry. No, I was super thirsty. I could go for a sweet tea right now. I started drinking this. I got home. By the time I got home, I puked it all up.
Dang.
Then I went inside. I was like, dang, I don't know why I puked that up. I decided to eat some tacos.
Well, you didn't know. So, like, you can't, like.
Yeah.
So you're, like, you're just trying to do what you think normal. Like,
yeah, I was trying to just do my normal everyday thing. Then I ate, after I ate tacos, I threw that up. Well, my cousin at the time worked at the pharmacy, and she had a blood sugar tester. So they're kind of like, I wonder if it's your blood sugar. Went over there and tested it. It was 473.
Ooh.
That was high at the time. I've had higher blood sugar since. That was high at the time. I've had higher blood sugar since. We took some diabetic pills that they had on hand to see if we could get it lowered. It started going down. The next day, went to the doctor, and we got tested, stuff like that. At first, they wanted to say it was type 2. Type 2 can be caused by, nutritional, not your diet, essentially. And if you eat a bunch of bad stuff, you're going to get that. Did some more blood work, though. Learned that it was type 1. And they told me that I had a time I was born till I was 24 to get it. And I got it at 17. By the end of my senior year, I had lost 80 pounds. 80 to 90 pounds. I weighed 184.
You guess. Man, like, it was scary.
I look like a bag of bones.
Gage used to be a little bit chunky. And by the time he was going to college, he could see his ribs.
Yeah. Think of somebody towering over you. They don't have no meat on their bones. And they just look like a skeleton staring down at you. That was me. I'm the monster.
There's holes in his eyes.
My eyeballs were sunken in. My cheeks were sunken in. Whenever I grabbed something, it was just like a little literal skeleton hand grabbing something. There was no, it just, the skin was taut and you could just see everything.
I got a picture of y'all during y'all senior year and
get some in our junior year, because our senior, he was still, like, he was getting slim, he was getting small.
So, like, junior year, you still had a little bit of meat on you, but, like, senior year, at the end, it was just, like, because I have some of y'all at the football banquet.
Right, yeah.
Just clothes was just bagging on you.
So, the way I weigh right now, I'm more athletic than I was whenever I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I work out 5 days a week. 5-6 if I can. And then I do cardio. I do about 30 minutes of cardio each day now.
That's really good.
I was on a bulking diet with a lot of my people that I work out with. We were bulking at first. Now we're on a cut diet. I've already lost 10 pounds.
Mm.
10 pounds in a week. So happy about that. But I weigh as much as I did at the beginning of my senior year. Well, last week or the week before, I weigh as much as I did as my senior year. And then, but I look better, I look in shape, and stuff like that. But I'm happy with that.
I remember we was in our dorms one time, and this fool was just, he'd pull the skin and stretch it out. I'm like, quit doing that, man. Freaking me out. Because I can't stop.
Come on, time. We were all, like, whenever these two cats were in college, I was over there at their dorm hanging out with them. And Gage was taking his insulin. He busted it out. And he lifted up his shirt. And Miko pointed at him and said, he's shooting a crack. And I was like, what the fuck, Miko? And Gage just stopped and looked at him and just shot it.
So when he got diabetes, of course, we were best friends in high school. So we just give him beat. We didn't feel sorry for him or nothing.
Oh, you got a disability too? Come on.
No sympathy, no nothing. Just carried on like it was normal.
Like he always had it.
Oh, my God. Those were some good times, though. Love it.
I remember when he first got that little the poison ivy rash. He was calling all types of things. It had like little bumps on it, and it was on his arm. We kept calling it herpes, AIDS,
herpagonosyphilis,
gonorrhea. Then we just put it all together. Herpagonosyphilis.
like nothing.
All along is damn diabetes.
Worse than all of them.
Well, no, it wasn't worse than all of them. I was like, well, at least it wasn't herpes. Dumb as fuck back in the day.
I'm living with it now. I'm surviving. It's all good. I've learned to take care of it.
Well, from what I could tell, you take care of your diabetes pretty well.
Take it serious.
Yeah.
More than most.
I don't. There used to be a childhood best friend of mine. Like, childhood, like, born. Me and her were born a month apart. She got diabetes, like, a couple months before me.
Mm.
And our lives have been kind of different in the way that we worked it out a little bit. Hers was kind of more fix the sugar with insulin, or fix it with it. I try not to do that. It's hard to. Because whenever you work out, your liver dumps the glucose that it is to feed your muscles. You need insulin in your body to have the muscles use that glucose. But it does it at night too. Your liver will still dump the glucose. But she had fixed her. Her doctor said it was okay to shoot up and.
Take insulin
to fix it. I, in my first year of diabetes and so on, and I've tried to keep up with it afterwards. I've done carb counting, and with the carb counting, I do forever, however many carbs I eat, I take one unit of insulin. I do that. I try not to splurge. I mean, I will. I mean, can't just stay away from sweets,
can't go cold turkey on sugar.
You're only human. You're human too.
You're so young too.
Yeah.
Like that to quit all of that.
Yeah. Who doesn't want a cheeseburger with some fries and some?
I said, Gage is like,
I'm skinny, but I'm a fat ass at heart.
Oh, always, forever and always.
Like, how many tacos do you limit to yourself now? That's a real question.
I limit myself. I'm on a protein diet right now, so I'm eating a lot more protein. So I get less
carbs and sugar.
I get like protein. Tortillas, where I'll just get regular corn tortillas. And I'll just do a lot more meat. I get tortillas that are, I don't even know, about 5. Nice. So that person I was telling you about, and Idabel, the liquor store person, he's getting that Blackberry Crown.
You know,
Blackberry Crown.
Blackberry Crown.
Come on.
Right, it's not bad.
I've heard it's good. I've heard you
mentioned it. It's a blackberry. I thought it was a black raspberry.
No, it's blackberry.
Oh.
Yeah.
But.
Not lick, is what I've been told.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
But with those tacos, they're small. They're 5 inches diameter and so on. And, or less. Less than that.
5 inches of meat.
This is tortillas, man.
Oh, just the tortilla, no meat.
So you keep up with your sugars and your insulin pretty well, and you manually do it, right? You don't have a pump or anything.
No pump. I do manual. I personally doing manual for me works better, because I don't know, something about a pump doesn't, I can't do it. I don't mind poking my fingers and sticking my belly or my thigh. That's most of my belly.
Well, don't you got like one of those sensors?
Oh yeah, I do have the sensors that tell my blood sugar. I do scan it. I have it on my phone now. I can scan it from my phone now. But every now and then, it'll just it'll just pop off. It'll stop working. I mean, I can't do it. There no more.
still
don't wave at me. Come on.
She did earlier when she was
like that. Yeah, I'm still here, you know, so.
I think this is a pretty good one.
Yeah, I think that's all I got to say, man. I talked a good bit.
Yeah, that's all you want. That's it. And before we leave, do you want to do your ads on your socials for your company?
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Hoochie Cup. That's it, just Hoochie Cup. You can find my website. You can find my website too. I'm still working on that, and it's probably gonna make a different one, so that one's probably gonna go down. But you can find my Facebook page or my Instagram page. I post new things, new drinks, and stuff like that, or whenever I'll be open. So.
And your hours are?
My hours are, as of right now, I'm fixing to change them again because we were in the slow hours. So right now we're at 8 o'clock till at least 12:30 or 1.
Nice.
It's a good morning time. Everybody wants some coffee around that time.
Yeah. Should
have
asked you to bring me a coffee right now.
I should ask too. I've never had it before.
I've had my favorite is the cinnamon bear.
Yeah.
Honey, vanilla, and some cinnamon.
Together.
Sounds
good.
It's better ice.
I'm always a caramel macchiato.
Caramel macchiato.
Yeah, but, sorry to cut you off.
I know, you're good.
But, I think I'm going to try to get the, our socials for this podcast up and going. I got to make new socials for it. Probably by the time this releases, if not, be a couple of days afterward. And, you can text me your socials and then I'll post it on there. I'll do a shout out. Then this upcoming weekend, we might do some little bit of audio with Bermaine and Claire on going out to the woods and getting a tree. And I don't know if we'll post it or not. We just gotta see how our video is working with our audio. But that's all I want to say. And you know, this podcast wasn't too serious or whatnot. We're just chilling. And I guess that's it. You want to say goodbye?
Say bye-bye, Ella.
Bye-bye. No, you're not. You're just going to stare at me still.
You got called out. Yeah.
You're just staring at him.
Staring at me this entire podcast.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, yeah, Gage.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, where's the applause? Cheer. All right, thanks for listening and tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one. Yokoki.